It's Tuesday, the 6th of January, 8 a.m. Less than half light this morning, because the skies are really overcast and it's raining. Well, not heavy, but it, on the positive side, it is mild again. A strong gust of wind gets up every now and again. I have no shed yet. It's on the cards, along with a thousand other things that are on the cards. I had hoped I'd get my shed before the end of the year, but well, other priorities at the moment. So a dreich start to the morning. But it's not snowing. Which is definitely a positive. Especially since today I'm going down to, heading off down to Stirling on a mission, if you like. Not to be long, but if it were snowing or icy, not nice, not enjoyable driving, especially in my wife's Note. Different than the Volvo, you can bash that through everything. It's like a Sherman tank. Why did we say a Sherman tank? I mean, all these other good tanks. Some of those amazing American tanks. Or were they Shermans? Were they designed by Sherman? I don't know. Probably were. I get so confused. My mind gets confused. I always think it's a Sherman tank. It's been a German tank. Maybe it's because it sounds the same as German. And a Sherman tank is actually American. And so on and so on does my mind go rambling. Now, if we're talking about helicopters, it would be a Huey, my favourite helicopter of all time, and that's American. Although the guy that designed it may not be American. Anyway, slept well last night, although I have to say, 7 a.m. this morning was a bit of a task. I did get out of bed fairly quickly, as I've been trying to do. I have been succeeding, but I have to admit that this morning at 7 it was a hard task. I can remember saying to myself, don't get up just yet, lie another wee bit. Hello, Ms. Blackbird. I can tell it's Ms. Blackbird as she's facing the wee LED floodlight, the security light, so her front's been lit up. I know it's her. Hello, how are you? Yes, get your porridge. Set you up for the day. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Mentally I'm fine. Physically I'm fine. Even I detected a hesitation there. No, physically I'm fine. Not enough to grumble about. Especially when I think about my dear friend, Pilgrim Chris. Chris down there in England, who I was really worried about him last night. He was tweeting severe chest pains. And he's going for a CRT today, I believe. So I'm praying and hoping that it's all fine with him. I remember my dad going through that years ago, on several occasions being rushed into hospital with every sign of a heart attack, and the next day he'd be sitting up in bed eating. as if nothing had happened. They couldn't get to the bottom of it. It wasn't his heart, they couldn't tell what it was. So he'd get dismissed, not dismissed, what's the word? he'd get home. And he'd be fine, and then weeks from, if it wasn't even, it was just a matter of 2 or 3 weeks the first time. Exactly the same thing, paramedics called out all the signs of a heart attack again, in the hospital, same. Following morning, he's up eating breakfast. And they couldn't get their finger on it. Eventually they did. It was gallstones was causing all this. It was incredible. So I'm just wondering if that's what Chris has got. It might not be, but it may be something else, nothing to do with the heart, in other words. Let's hope so. He's only a young man. Anyway, we'll hear no doubt. So, mornings like this is just a great longing for sunshine. Feeling the warmth of the sun in the body, penetrating through to the bones. Well, not this morning. It wouldn't be this morning. But so much to do. My head is spinning. In the shower this morning, I was running through, or I wasn't, my head was, running through so many things, and I thought, oh God, I'll forget that. How can I write things down when I'm in the shower, you know? And I started thinking about carrying a wee digital recorder, a wee cheapo, around my neck, so I never remembered to do things, or thought about things that they'd done, or, you know, I would just record it instantly. And I've actually got a pen, you know, it's just dawned on me. I was gifted a pen years ago that is a digital recorder. Now there's a thought. but it was 3 or 4 different things. I thought, right, write that down, because I'll forget when I come out of the shower and I can't write it down, so I'll forget. And I tried to keep running them through my mind, and I remembered 2 out of about 4, and I still can't remember what the other 2 was. How do you remember there were 4? Well, I remember there was more than 2 and less than 5. Something like that. It was about mind training. These people who have this unique ability to see items or things as phrases or colours or all kinds of weird and strange things. Well, weird and strange to us. You know, they could have a thought to remember to, let's say, remember to wash a car. And they'll think of blue, green with a red stripe. And you know, how did it? You know, they understand it. I need something like that. I need someone with a good memory to follow me about all day. A personal digital butler. Take this down, James. Because I'll forget it in about 5 seconds' time. Yes, that's right. She's looking up at me now. Yes. Do you have the same problem, Ms. Blackbird? Do you forget? Do you forget things? Are you having the same issues as I? How do you cope? No. She's just looking at me as if I'm, as they say here, a stookie. She's off onto the fence, declaring, I'm here, so be warned. You come near my garden today, you're getting it right up the rear end. Well, things are getting wetter and blusterier. And the tea's now cold. I need to get a cup with a lid in it. Isn't she sweet?